of your conversation on the telephone. For other people may hear things just meant for you alone. The other night, the wires were crossed, and though it sounds absurd, here's a little earful of the things we overheard.
Hello, hello, is that the inspector's office?
Yes, this is the inspector speaking.
Well, say, I live up in Wigan, you see, in a house down by the sea.
Oh, you live up in Wigan? Then why blame that on me?
Well, there are 20 crooks around this house. Oh, Sheriff, I need you.
Well, don't get excited, and I'll tell you what to do. Shut the door.
Ah, but they're coming through the window.
Well, shut the window.
Well, now they're coming through the door.
Well, shut the door.
Yes, but now they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full of won't roll anymore.
Once Eve and Adam were invited to a local dance. It wasn't what you'd call refined, but still they took a chance. Soon Adam whispered when some fellows started getting tough, "You should have worn your holly, dear, the party's getting rough."
Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Shut the window, they're coming through the door. Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full and won't hold any more.
A couple on their honeymoon once got an awful fright. Their bedroom bell went wrong and kept on ringing all the night. The room got full of waiters, they kept dashing in and out. But still the bell kept ringing and we heard the bridegroom shout,
"Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Shut the window, they're coming through the door. Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full and won't hold any more."
An ultra-modern lady took her bath one morning late, but she was interrupted by a plumber and his mate. They said, "Beg pardon, lady, it's your fault we've come to mend." "Well, up it," said the lady, "there's an awful draught, my friend."
"Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Shut the window, they're coming through the door. Shut the door, they're coming through the window. Oh, the room is full and won't hold any more."